Gwen, when people first get married, they're optimistic and they look forward to a life together. But as things go on and they assume that their love will hold them together, but these little relationship landmines pop up. So let's talk about that today. What kind of things come up in relationships that you would call relationship landmines?
There are many things, and you're quite right. Whenever we hear of a friend who finds Mr. or Mrs. Right and they fall in love and this is the one and they're so happy and they seem so compatible, or we go to a wedding and we see how in love people are, and even for ourselves, when we get into a relationship and commit to a relationship, we often have the feeling that we're not going to be like those other people because we love each other so much and we get along so well, and so we'll be immune. But it is a little bit like walking someplace where there are landmines, and it can look very beautiful on the surface, and you think, oh, this is a nice place to go for a little walk. Boom. So we're going to talk about these things today, and I want to divide it into two parts, because there are those things that come up that have to do with just daily maintenance of life. And those would be things like how to deal with the finances, dealing with children, in-laws, how the couple shares responsibilities, that sort of thing, the day-to-day management of life. Then the other part we're going to look at is the personal, that is the relationship between the couple. And there we'll be talking about things like trust, about communication, conflict resolution, balancing individual and couple time, and of course the sexual relationship and intimacy. So we'll talk about the full spectrum so that by the end of the discussion today, our listeners should have a really good idea of the kinds of things that they can be prepared for, and ideally be proactive in terms of thinking about these things ahead of time so that they aren't surprised or shocked when they show up.